You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Pavilion at COP26 is popular for its free flat whites. It's a green and gold advertisement for the country's net zero plans. Indigenous activists don't feel it represents them. Dr. Virginia Marshall is a researcher at the Australian National University and a leading voice on how climate change affects Aboriginal communities.
And coffee's great, don't let me not say that, but there's no representation. There's no meaningful expression and engagement. And obviously there should be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people at that stand.
But there's not, nor is there any visible mention of traditional custodians. Pastor Ray Minicon is an executive member of the Indigenous Peoples Organisation of Australia.
It's supported by mining companies, and they're the destroyers of the flavoured land. We still have to have, in these forums, a voice. We can't allow the government, supported by mining companies, speak on my behalf.
Indigenous communities from other parts of the world, particularly South America, have a large and very visible presence here. Aboriginal climate activists feel they have to fight to be heard. The government's plan to achieve net zero, the Australian way, makes no mention of First Nations. That's a mistake, according to Indigenous delegates, because knowledge passed down through generations is being ignored. That's a mistake, according to Indigenous delegates like Dr. Marshall, because knowledge passed down through generations is being ignored.
The way that we read the land and the water and what's happening through all of the animals and the flowers, etc., that's been changed because of climate. And we need to really say to governments around the world, if you listen to Indigenous peoples, we can work together with our fire management practices, with our understanding of the land and waters.
More than 25,000 people have accreditation at COP26, including dozens of Australian government officials and business representatives. But there are only four representatives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, and they had to pay their own way here. Ricky Dank crowdfunded her trip to Glasgow. She was presented with an unexpected opportunity to draw global attention to fracking in the Northern Territory when she bumped into actor Leonardo DiCaprio and his entourage.
Talk to Indigenous women in Australia about fracking practices on their land. The government just gave $50 million to frack their country.
It worked. The moment made international headlines.
I knew he wasn't going to speak to me, but I thought, you know, if he could at least hear me, if someone could hear me, hear the issues that are facing, you know, us on the Beetaloo, then at least I would achieve that at the very least.
There's a small pavilion reserved for traditional landowners here in the back of the Cavernous Exhibition Hall. It's where Indigenous activists from across the globe have been able to connect.
Hearing that they've had similar experiences to us Indigenous peoples in Australia, it makes me feel sad, but at the same time, at least we find solidarity with each other.
Ricky hopes there will be an increased emphasis on Indigenous voices at future COP summits.
We are the custodians. We have been there for 65,000 years, caring for country for that long. So we know a thing or two about looking after the place.
Healing country by healing the climate. In Glasgow, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.